With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Oil and gas prices spiking as the U.S. war in Iran expands.
The price of oil surging higher, showing no signs of halting its rapid climb due to the Iran war. Oil prices surpassing $90 a barrel. Friday, the conflict leaving ships that carry roughly 20 million barrels a day stranded in the Persian Gulf. And the disruption and damage to key oil and gas facilities in the Middle East has led to an interruption in the supply. The fallout ratcheting up what consumers and businesses pay for gas, diesel, and jet fuel. A gallon of regular gas rose to $3.41 on Saturday, up about 43 cents from a week ago, according to AAA. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is defending his decision to launch attacks against Iran, claiming the United States had to act.
8 months ago, they would have had a nuclear weapon, and, you know, they're crazy, and they would have used it. So we did the world a favor. And they said, well, how are you doing on a scale of 0 to 10? How are you doing with the attack? And I said, about a 15, I would say, with 10 being the best. But it's something that had to be done, and we're doing it well.
In the war, experts say the Middle East's real strategic weak point may be water, not oil. Much of the Gulf's drinking supply comes from desalination plants clustered along the coastlines, both in easy range of a number of Iranian missiles and drones. Many of those individual plants supply water to literally millions of people. Officials do say in recent days several of the plants have been struck. Oil spills also. Contamination and sabotage could be disrupting supplies of the fresh water that also sustains hotels, industries, and agriculture in the region. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but a lot of kids, well, they're on TikTok.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform. And about one in five American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life. And a number one requirement for most people, adequate shelter. The poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. This is SRN News. Major thunderstorms and resulting floodwaters in Nairobi, leaving more than 20 people dead. Officials say dozens more have been injured and many people remain stranded at higher elevations. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Rescue workers were seen removing bodies from wrecked vehicles in Nairobi while the military was deployed to assist emergency services. The local toll road operator waived fees for an elevated road. Nairobi Police Chief George Seda said some people drowned and others were electrocuted, warning the death toll may rise as search and rescue operations continue. Kenya Airways said flights were disrupted, with some diverted to Mombasa, and delays expected for hours. Residents blamed clogged drainage systems, while Public Service Minister Jeffrey Ruku said he is coordinating disaster preparedness and urged Kenyans to prioritize their safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And more details at SRN News.com.